One more quick rocket launch story. I ran the rocket launch facility and the optics facility out of Poker Flat. And one of the things I was charged with doing was holding the hand of the people who actually own the rocket and the payload and help them decide when to launch in sort of my humble little way. And one day we had a very esteemed scientist out there, but he had never been to Alaska and seen the aurora before. Had read about it, studied about it, taught classes in it, but had never seen it. And he had a series of three rockets. And first night up, there was an aurora someplace north of Barrow, and of course the rocket we were shooting was a small one that maybe made it to Fort Yukon. He launched a rocket immediately as soon as the window opened. Well, the next night he was a lot more conservative, and he realized he didn't get any data. We went through that count, and then another night like that, no launch, and another light, no launch. And then, because it was near the spring, we were counting pretty late in the night, and pretty soon it was time to go home. And he wasn't quite ready to go home yet. And he looked at the MSP traces, and there was this big brightening in the north a little bit. He went and looked at the dome, and he saw this red glow in the northeast. And he says, a red aurora, a great red aurora. I read about it. I taught about it. We'll launch into it. Gotta get the launch ready. We ran the count on down. And I ran in the other room and got the phone, and I called the blockhouse, and I said, do something. Tell him you got a problem. He's going to launch at the rising sun. Sure enough, we held the count. We had some phony problems here and there. Pretty soon he looks up and he says, it's daylight. Oh, I guess it's time to scrub. And that was it. So I will scrub my presentation at this point.